Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The CD, or compact disc, hasn't fared well since the start of the 21st century. Between 2000 and 2010, CD sales dropped by 50% and have continued declining every year since. Once the most popular format of all time, now the CD spins steadily toward obsolescence, which is why producer Taylor Quimby was so surprised when his friend Joe, an early adopter of digital music, said he was thinking about going back to buying CDs.
First of all, you say that you're thinking about buying some CDs.
I actually, since we've talked last, I've bought CDs.
What'd you get?
I got a Kate Bush CD. I got a Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds CD, and I got a Destroyer CD.
Ooh, what Nick Cave?
Let Love In.
Did you own these same CDs before?
Yes.
So you bought CDs that you already owned and sold?
Yeah. Yep. And I probably have them all digitally right now, too, like in my iTunes library.
So, like, this Nick Cave CD that you got.
Right.
You could have listened to that before you left for this store to buy.
Yeah, I could have listened to it on my phone on the way to the store. I could have listened to it. But the thing is, I hadn't listened to Nick Cave in years because I hadn't thought about listening to it.
A thunder on the night of fire and noise. Wild bells rang in a wild sky.
Joe says that around the time Napster was fighting for survival in court, he owned about 1,000 CDs and about 1,000 records on vinyl. When digital music took off, he was one of the first to jump on board. But as Joe and his wife Johanna have moved from MP3 to Pandora to Spotify, they've discovered there is a cost to going digital, and that's why they're rebuilding their collection.
It got to the point where we'd want to put on some music, but we wouldn't know what to put on. We literally could put on almost anything because we had access to it, but we just couldn't choose. Where looking over and just picking out something out of 25 CDs, you know, that seems pretty easy.
Joe isn't the first person to push back against the digital revolution. After all, vinyl has made headlines year after year for increasing in sales, while the music industry overall is hemorrhaging profits. But vinyl is attractive for a reason that CDs are not: nostalgia.
I mean, a lot of people make the argument with records that it's the size, it's a product, there's room for beautiful artwork. You know, I think that makes a lot of sense to me. But I don't necessarily know that I understand the argument to go back to buying CDs.
The argument is, in my mind, it's physical versus digital. I'm drawn to looking at the album, looking at the CD, holding it, you know, feeling it. And like, you know, an old record or even an old CD, I guess at this point, like they have smells, they have age.
The smell of an old CD.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a thing. I remember Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, they had a certain smell to them.
What do they smell like?
I don't know. I think it's just the printer that they were using, but they had a smell.
Okay, so it's not the smell of Guns N' Roses that pushed Joe to start restoring his CD collection. He and his wife are expecting a baby. This week, actually. And Joe is starting to think about how he discovered music as a kid and the relationship his own son may have with music now that digital is king.
How do you choose cereal? You know, like, I probably spend the most time in the grocery store picking out what cereal I want because there's so many choices. It's overwhelming at times. So picture being a child and picture the cereal aisle is infinitely long. And I remember being a kid myself and going through my parents' records, and I would pick out stuff that just like looked cool, and like Herbie Hancock's Headhunters album, I'd play that all the time, and Piper at the Gates of Dawn by Pink Floyd. Like, I would put on those records because I wanted to listen to them, and I only discovered them because they were there and I felt drawn to them.
It's easy to imagine that obsolescence is a near instantaneous process, As soon as version 2.0 hits the stores, version 1.9 becomes curbside litter on the road to progress. But whether it's your parents' record collection or your first cell phone, we have a way of creating emotional bonds with technology that outlive their physical use. And the collateral damage when we move on isn't always apparent, sometimes until much later. Joe is asking how future generations will engage with music, having never understood albums as physical objects. But questions of obsolescence are everywhere. What will happen to handwritten letters or handwriting? What will taxi drivers do when the driverless car comes of age? Why did the 8-track die out while the cassette tape survives?